Real quick, I want to also tell you and go on Facebook and look up Stupid Politics Podcast. All separate words, of course. And follow us there. We post memes, news articles, and when we upload a new podcast. Bye. What's going on, guys? Jason here with Stupid Politics. Today's episode is going to be about Joe Biden's VP pick and the most likely candidates, and then according to The Hill, and I might throw in a few of mine that I think it's going to be. Not sure yet. I'm just going to kind of go as go. So, as you all know, Joe Biden was supposed to come out this week, I think, with the VP pick. Obviously, he's having a hard trouble picking it. He's trying to find the right one, I guess. I don't know. Either that or he just forgot where he's at and that he forgot he's in an election. I'm not sure. Oh, crap. No. But they pushed it off for another week, I guess. Hold up real quick. So I had to take a drink of my Bucked Up. Some good jazz right there. If you guys never tried Bucked Up, daggum, this ain't no sponsor, but you go to your GNC, or you go, I think you can get it on Amazon. You get you some freaking Bucked Up. I'm drinking Grape Gains. Freaking good. But be careful, because it's got like 300 milligrams of caffeine per can. I know I was drinking like 2 and 3 a day, and my heart started to hurt a little bit, so I had to back off on it. Anyways, without further ado, let's see what The Hill's got to say about Joe Biden and his VP contenders. So, goes, Joe Biden will make the all-important decision about who will be his vice presidential candidate in the coming days. A former vice president himself, Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee, has committed to selecting a woman as his running mate. Really sexist, by the way. Of course, you guys know that. And a number of high-profile public figures are seen as top contenders. While he is expected to make the decision next week, Biden is unlikely to publicly announce whom he is selecting until the second week of August, according to a source familiar with the process. Oh, so he probably already done it there. I'm not sure. Anyways, keep reading. Still, as the decision nears, here's a look at who Biden is considering and why. And, of course, you guys know who the first name's going to be, obviously. In my opinion, that'd be, like, one of the top, like, it would be the top pick. And that is Kamala Harris. Says, the California senator has long been seen as the top contender to be Biden's running mate. Harris would be the first black woman and first Indian American woman to have such a position on a ticket, which would make her a historic choice. And that's what the Democrats love, isn't it? Historic. So I wouldn't be surprised if it would be her above everybody else. But, again, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. But it was, the most Democrats also see Harris as a safe choice, someone who would be ready to serve as president and who would meet calls for this Democratic ticket to represent the party's diversity. Which, I mean, come on, they're basically telling you that the Democrats are most likely going to have the VP as president. Actually, there's a part of the article that really struck me is like, come on, guaranteed that if he'd win, which he's not, that the VP would be president on like day one. But it goes, at the same time, there are some reasons why Biden might not pick her. For starters, she and Biden clashed memorably on the debate stage last summer. He wouldn't care about that. He probably never forgot about it. And there have been recent reports that some in Biden's orbit may be holding a grudge. Yeah, but I guarantee it, he ain't. He don't even know where he's at. Oh, La La Land. Last week, it was reported that former Senator Chris Dodd, what a weird name, Dodd, D-O-D-D, Dodd. My name's Chris Dodd. Todd? No, Dodd. Sorry, I get distracted so easy. I'm a hyper guy. Okay. Former Senator Chris Dodd, who is part of Biden's vice presidential search committee, was taken aback, the freak, by Harris's response when asked why she chose to launch an attack on Biden in debates. She laughed and said, "That's politics." She had no remorse, Dodd said, according to Politico. But a Biden ally said the former vice president quickly moved on from the ambush after the debate and that the comments won't influence his decision making. Yeah, because he done forgot. I feel like he's not even doing the decision making. I mean, you guys probably know he's not. It's definitely the communist elite there trying to see who would work best in their favor. I feel like they could get somebody, which you'll hear about, some of these names I haven't even heard about, that they don't get somebody where Trump can't attack him, them, because, like, if they're a veteran or something, they're going to play that card. As you know, Democrats love playing the whole race card or, you know, the whole veteran card or whatever, you know. Not that there's a lot of veteran Democrats, but they like to play those cards. And when we play it, it's irrelevant. Oh, well. That goes, okay, Liz Bizwarren, which, I mean, I could see one being a VP, especially that Joe Biden, as racist as he is, he may not want an African-American in there as VP. He probably just wants a lesbian woman, because according to her, she's not all white. She's like half Native Indian. No Pocahontas. That's like the perfect name Trump could have done. Anyways, random. Says Elizabeth Warren, Biden has spoken to the Massachusetts. Sorry, I suck at saying some words, so freaking don't make fun of me, okay? Now, anyways, it goes. Biden has spoken to the Senator a handful of times in recent months because he has wanted to incorporate some of her policy ideas. Biden, for example, received some help from Warren when it came time to put together a hefty economic proposal, which he has unveiled in recent weeks. Yeah, freaking terrible policy, too. Let's put some. You don't get taxed enough on your capital gains. I think we need to tax you some more. Come on, man. For those of you who don't know, I do stocks for a living, and knowing him, who would take Sanders' advice and freaking tax you on per transaction. You know how much? I'm like, my gosh, that market's going to crash. Ain't no one going to want to buy and sell and do all that jazz. Not unless you're a freaking millionaire already that can afford it, but geez, I don't have that much money in there. I can't afford it. It's a testament to Warren's attention to detail and her savviness on policy, one Biden ally said. Okay. Warren has made it known in no uncertain terms that she wants the VP job. Man, oh my gosh. They're trying to be so hip with the words, aren't they? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll take that VP job. Man, that VP job is awesome. Come on, man. Joe Biden quote. Says, yes, she told MSNBC Rachel Maddow without hesitation. If I'm saying these words or names incorrectly, just shut up and don't freaking make fun of me. I'm just trying to read fast, and my brain don't work so good. But, okay, because without hesitation, when the host asked her if she would accept an offer from Biden, and by the way, that's why it's called stupid politics, okay? I ain't the brightest guy in the room about politics, but I guarantee you, I got my own opinion. Okay. So, at the same time, some Democrats are skeptical that Biden would pick Warren. With a big deal in some of the polls, they say choosing Senator would be too risky. On the heels of the protests on racial equality, They say Biden should select a woman of color. Yeah. Susan Rice, which I think this is the one that I was thinking about. Yeah, right here. This is the one that I was thinking about. They would play the whole, veteran card on her. They'd play that whole veteran card with her. It goes, the former national security advisor checks all the boxes on Biden's wish list for his running mate. Those around the former vice president say Rice is a logical choice for Biden, mostly because he worked so closely alongside her as VP, and he has said he prefers a running mate who is simpatico with me. When he says he wants someone ready to be president on day one, she fits the bill, the Biden ally said. You guys catch up? When he says he wants someone to be ready to be president. To be president, not be vice president, to be president on day one. So basically they're giving away, as soon as he'd get elected, he would step down and whoever this chick's going to be is going to take over and be president. Like, come on, people. There's no way this dude's going to win. Not unless they rig it, you know, rig it. Which I want to talk a little bit about that some more because I can't get over it. but not right now. We still got some more here. It goes, some Democrats worry that Rice pick could reignite the Republican talking points on the attack on the U.S. consulate on Benghazi, Libya in 2012. Rice appeared on several Sunday talk shows saying the attack on the consulate, I don't know how you say that freaking word, was a result of a protest that turned violent instead of a planned terrorist attack. The administration later concluded it was a terrorist attack. Democrats also fear that the fact Rice has never run for elected office could be a flaw, particularly in a political climate where anything goes. That wasn't the one that I was thinking about to play the whole veteran card. I think it's this chick right here. No, hold up real quick. Okay, no, it's the last one. Okay, it goes, Karen Bass, which I don't know who in the Sam this is, but it says the California congresswoman's stock rose with Team Biden in recent weeks during the final stages of the search, with various members of Congress, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, vouching for her. Oh yeah, Nancy Pelosi. She's a good VP. Yeah, she'd be a good VP, which I wouldn't be surprised if it would be her, but they wouldn't really need her because she's House Speaker already. So if they'd have three Democrats in the three main top things, you know, we'd be so screwed. By the way, we also got to get back Congress, and we got to keep Senate and widen that gap on the Senate, or else, you know, Trump's just as screwed. If he'd win, but they'd win the House and the Senate, I mean, gosh, we'd be screwed. He'd be same as not elected. They'd just freaking impeach him and Pence, and boom, there's a half for Nancy Pelosi. But, okay, I'm getting off subject here. Because Biden allies think Bass, who leads the Black Caucus, has gained favor internally because she is largely seen as a well-liked congresswoman who could be a no-drama, no-risk selection for Biden, which is what they love. On Friday, the Sacramento Bee published an unassigned editorial asking Biden to pick Bass over Harris. If Biden chooses a California VP, he likely won't pick Karen Bass, and wrote, clearly, however, the community activist whose passion for service led others to draft her into electoral politics is a better choice. The big question surrounding Bass is whether she is ready for the position. The jump from being a member of Congress to being the vice president and maybe president is a big leap, another Biden ally said. Tammy Duxworth. My name is Duxworth. Duxworth. Okay, sorry. I keep saying sorry a lot. I don't know. Anyways, because the junior senator from Illinois earn a spot on Biden's short list because she embodies American patriotism, something near and dear to Biden. Ha! Yeah, commie dude. Yeah, commie butthole. Yeah, he definitely is a patriot. I mean, you guys know that. I know that. I mean, geez, the whole world knows. I mean, he's a patriot. Dang. If you didn't know that, you're a racist, bigot, dog-faced pony soldier. He needs to smell your hair. And also, he needs you to rub his legs to wash the hair come back up again. I'm going to be saying that every freaking time I think of Biden because, I mean, freaking weird dude. I'm telling you. Because the veteran who lost legs in Iraq War and received the Purple Heart got to know Biden and his wife, Jill, when she worked as an assistant secretary to the Department of Veteran Affairs. Both Bidens become involved in issues and policies concerning veterans. She was also named the most effective first-term Democratic senator in the 115th Congress by the Center of Effective Lawmaking, a partnership between Vanderbilt University and the University of Virginia. By the way, that ain't too hard to do from the Democrats because, as you know, all their nicknames, the do-nothing Democrats. So that ain't too hard to do. All she probably had to do was pass one or two bills and boom. Oh, she's done so much. Dadgum. This woman is crazy. She actually works. No, but I can't dog her too much because, I mean, you know, she was in the service and I thank her for the I would thank her for her service, whether she's a Democrat or Republican or whatever. I feel like they could use her for, because you can't attack a veteran, especially with a Purple Heart. I mean, come on, it's kind of hard to attack her. And that's where I could see them picking her above everybody else, though. But I don't know. I'm gonna read this last sentence here. But some Biden allies cast some doubts about her strength on economic issues, which is and will continue to be one of the central issues with the nation facing record high unemployment. But yeah, I think, I don't know, if they would pick anybody, I wouldn't even be surprised if they pick ALC. I don't even know if she can be picked, but guaranteed they would halfway pick her, I bet you. Or even, I don't know, who knows, you know, Democrats go against the word all the time. It could even be Bernie Sanders. It just because he said it was going to be a woman don't mean he still won't go back and pick a dude. And just say, oh, I don't know. Then it hurt him a lot more because he was going to pick a woman, but he can't just say, you know, a woman didn't fit his criteria because to Democrats that'd all be sexist. Anyways. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you guys form your own opinions on that. My opinion is it'd probably be someone like Elizabeth Warren. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. It could be any of those. Could be none of those either. But we'll find out next week. And I just wanted to give you kind of a rundown of who the heel, I guess. I don't really pay attention to the heel. I'll pay attention to any news, even Fox News, to be honest with you. The reason that, because they all attack Trump one time or another. I mean, I understand the dude ain't perfect, but geez. I mean, they all attack him with stupid stuff. Don't believe me? And you watch Fox News, just watch every once in a while. You'll see, if you pay attention enough, you'll hear those jabs against Trump here and there. Like I said, he ain't the most perfect man in the world. And yeah, he does make flaws, but geez, it's like, come on, man. You got, I don't know how many news outlets there is, but geez, you got all them against you. You need at least one at the butt kisser, which Fox News pretty much does, I guess, but I don't know. Anyway, that did it for today's video. We have a Facebook, now have a Facebook page called Stupid Politics Podcast. I don't know if you can find it or not because it's just new. But you can search it on Facebook and follow us there, and I post when there'll be a new episode out and all that, and post memes on there and all that kind of stuff. But that'll do it for today's video, guys. That was me rambling and ranting about Biden's top picks according to the Hill. So we'll talk to you guys later and see you on the next episode.